And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of December, 2010. Today's the winter solstice, the shortest day, the longest night in the Northern Hemisphere. It was Pietro Aretino back in the 15th century who said, "Let us love winter, for it is the spring of genius." William Blake said, "In seed time learn, in harvest teach, in winter enjoy." And it was Emily Dickinson who wrote, "There is a certain slant of light winter afternoons that oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes." It's the birthday of the man who wrote the longest novel in the English language, Anthony Powell, London, 1905. He wrote "A Dance to the Music of Time," a million words on an old typewriter on a card table that was squeezed into his bedroom. It was exactly 70 years ago on this day, 1940, F. Scott Fitzgerald died of a heart attack in Hollywood at the age of 44. He'd had a very difficult decade, 1930. His wife Zelda had her first breakdown. She was put into a hospital. She'd spend the rest of his life and hers as well in a psychiatric clinic. After the success of his 20s, Fitzgerald found himself in his mid-30s, deep in debt, feeling depleted. He wrote about it in his essays in Esquire magazine in early 1936 called The Crack Up. He wrote, "I began to realize that for 2 years my life had been drawing on resources that I did not possess, that I'd been mortgaging myself physically and spiritually up to the hilt and cracked like an old plate." He was deep in debt. He went to Hollywood to work on movie scripts. It paid pretty well. MGM paid him $1,000 a week in 1937. His daughter Scotty went to Vassar. And in one of his last letters, he wrote to her about what he called the wise and tragic sense of life. He said, "It is the sense that life is essentially a cheat and its conditions are those of defeat, and that the redeeming things are not happiness and pleasure, but the deeper satisfactions that come out of struggle." And he wrote, "All good writing is swimming underwater and holding your breath." Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter entitled "Noel." When snow is shaken from the balsam trees and they're cut down and brought into our houses, when clustered sparks of many-colored fire appear at night in ordinary windows, we hear and sing the customary carols. They bring us ragged miracles and hay and candles and flowering weeds of poetry that are loved all the more because they are so common. But there are carols that carry phrases of the haunting music of the other world, a music wild and dangerous as a prophet's message, or the fresh truth of children who, though they come to us from our own bodies, are altogether new with their small limbs and bird-like voices. They look at us with their clear eyes and ask the piercing questions God alone can answer. A poem by Ann Porter, "Noel," from her collection Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.